This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. P.J. Hrabowski, music director of KUAF and the host of Film Score Friday, is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy newsroom. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle.
Film Score Friday tomorrow from 10 until noon on KUAF. An unusual Film Score Friday.
Yeah, because I'm doing a tribute show. I don't do that a lot, but wow, we just lost an incredible film score composer by the name of John Barry. And I'm sure most people are familiar with John Barry. And if you're not, you're definitely familiar with the music. But he was an Oscar-winning film score composer. He was born in York, England in 1933, was the son of a very musically talented mother and a very well-loved father. He was actually raised in and around cinemas in northern England. His dad, Jack Pendergast, from Cork, was a projectionist during the silent movie era and eventually ended up owning a chain of movie theaters. And John, his son, loved to hang out in his dad's theaters and watch movies and then critique the music. So I guess, you know, this was just in his blood from the time he was a child. And he was originally a classical pianist who also played trumpet and loved writing and performing music. During his national service in Cyprus, he became a performing musician and actually took a jazz correspondence course. Jazz correspondence course with jazz composer Bill Russo, and started arranging music for the Jack Parnell and Ted Heath orchestras. Yeah, I took jazz through a correspondence course. And it was not like today where you have Skype and internet, you know? So,
yeah.
Anyway, his career breakthrough was the BBC TV series Drumbeat, when he appeared with the John Barry Seven and ended up composing music for the BBC and arranging music for singing groups, including Adam Faith.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, then he began composing film scores for films in which Faith was featured. And when Faith made his first film, Beat Girl, in 1960, Barry composed, arranged, and conducted the score, which was his first. Now, these achievements caught the attention of the producers of a new film titled Dr. No.
James Bond movie, and this would begin a relationship, I imagine, that lasts over several films.
Yeah, 11. The producers weren't satisfied with a theme for James Bond given to them by Monty Norman. I'm saying his name because it becomes very important. Barry was then hired, and the result was one of the most famous signature tunes in film history, the James Bond theme. Now, eventually, due to a lawsuit, the credit for that theme actually went to Monty Norman. So whenever you see a James Bond movie, you know, you see John Barry all over it, and you'll also see Norman's name mentioned under John Barry, at least for those 11 of the 14 James Bond movies where John Barry's music was featured. Well, after Dr. No, Lionel Bart was hired to write the music for From Russia with Love, until they realized that Lionel Bart could neither read nor write music.
That's a problem.
I know. Well, Bart and Barry actually did work together on the Stanley Baker film Zulu. Zulu was a turning point for Barry, and he went on to become one of the most celebrated film composers, winning 5 Academy Awards and 4 Grammys. He won for A Lion in Winter, Midnight Cowboy, 2 for Born Free, the score and the song.
So he did Born Free.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
And Dances with Wolves. Now, He moved to California in 1970. At the time, a British judge had accused him of not paying £134,000 due to the Inland Revenue. So they had taxes in the UK, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding. They had a lot of artists move from there, yes.
The Beatles, tax man.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the matter was resolved 10 years later, and Barry was, again, able to return to the UK. He had been banned from the UK before that. And he spent a large part of his life in Oyster Bay, New York, on Long Island, actually from 1980 until his death last month when he died of a heart attack at the age of 77. He was married four times. Three of the marriages only lasted a few years each, but he lived with his fourth wife, Lori, for 35 years until his death. Yes, so they
fourth
had
time was the charm.
It was. Now, besides Oscars and Grammys, he was also awarded the Max Steiner Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by the city of Vienna, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1998.
Wow, so John Barry. So we'll hear obviously some James Bond influenced stuff
course.
Tomorrow.
And I haven't decided what yet. So that would be a surprise. Also, music from Zulu, mm-hmm. Born Free, mm-hmm. Monty Walsh, Walkabout,
which I'm not familiar with.
Oh, it's a great Australian movie. Dances with Wolves, The Scarlet Letter, and Out of Africa.
John Barry and all John Barry Film Score Friday tomorrow from 10 until noon. Peach, thanks.
Thank you, Kyle.